Next, I want to talk about the parasympathetic division, and there's some real important differences between this division and the sympathetic division. One we've already talked about, and that is that the preganglionic neurons are much longer than they are in the sympathetic nervous system, and in fact, many of them go directly to the organs that they innervate before they synapse with the postganglionic neurons. I also want to point out, and this is a little bit of a review again, is that the preganglionic neurons in the parasympathetic system are often cranial nerves instead of just nerves coming off of the spinal cord. Another important difference is that instead of using epinephrine and norepinephrine, the parasympathetic nervous system is going to use acetylcholine as a neurotransmitter. And so that is the neurotransmitter that is used throughout the parasympathetic nervous system as opposed to epinephrine and norepinephrine. The parasympathetic division, again, does not, because it's using acetylcholine, which is only used as a neurotransmitter, it does not communicate with the organs and the glands through the bloodstream the way the sympathetic nervous system does. Now, what exactly does the parasympathetic division do? Well, the parasympathetic division is called the rest and repair or the rest and repose system, and it will have the effect basically opposite of the sympathetic nervous system. So in other words, it takes the heart rate and slows it down. It takes the breathing rate and slows it down. Blood pressure should be lower under the influence of the parasympathetic division. Blood is diverted away from the skeletal muscles and so much from the brain. And instead, some of the more visceral functions, for example, digestion and urinary system and reproductive system and the immune system will be enhanced during parasympathetic division control. And so those very important maintenance and day-to-day type activities of the body are going to be enhanced by the parasympathetic division.